Before we talk specifically about how to identify your skill sets and how to present them to potential employers, I want to review some common pitfalls that most people make when they're looking for a job. I really don't want you to fall into the same trap, and we really need to eliminate immediately the false beliefs. Well, what are they? Here are the 8 common mistakes that all job hunters make. False belief number 1, there are no jobs. Most people assume that there are no jobs. This is simply not true. Pick up any newspaper in the United States, surf the internet, visit job hunting sites such as Craigslist or Monster Board or companies' websites directly under open positions, and you'll see there are actually plenty of jobs, or open positions as you may call them. So you must never say, I can't find a job, or there are no jobs. Say instead, I can't find a problem to solve that fits my specific skill sets. After all, a job is no more than a problem that you solve with your skill sets. This is really no more than an accurate definition, but also the truth. The key is that it puts you in the right frame of mind to go about your job search that leads to ultimate success. False belief number 2, I'm selling myself versus I'm selling my skill sets. Well, we've really already talked about this, and like any top salesperson, you need to know what you're selling to be successful in sales. And in the case of job hunting, it's your skill sets. If you don't have skills, you substitute these for interest, desires, and enthusiasm. False belief number 3, you should not approach people directly. Well, this is simply bad conditioning. People always love to hear from people that can bring them value. Plus, if you do what others will not do, you will certainly gain results that others can only dream of. Contacting people directly is really marketing at its best. You cannot sell a product unless you have a customer, right? In my book, I have a full job hunting system that I developed for professional job hunters, and it's called Job Hump, Job Hunting Using Marketing Principles. My system really revolves about being proactive or creating value for your skill sets, knowledge, interests, or desires to somebody that needs them. Trust me, it's perfectly fine to approach people so long as you bring them value or you do quality marketing. In fact, they'll be very grateful. Remember, people always want to help you. The question is, how can you help them? Do your homework first. Know something about the person that you are contacting, the projects that they are doing, their interests, their desires, and their needs. Or ultimately, what is the perceived value that they are looking for? False belief number 4, resumes get you a job. Resumes really start life as a plain piece of paper that you have added value to by putting a summary of your skill sets on. But people don't hire pieces of paper. Although you may think that resumes get you a job, they're really no more than a sales tool aimed at getting you an interview.